It is the Beatles versus Stones this Friday night at Canal Street Tavern in a sort of a, not a battle of the bands, but a coming together of the bands. And on that note, it's a great pleasure to welcome to the studio once again my buddy and great promoter and organizer of this event, Friday night at Canal Street. He's Louis Wood Jr.
Hello, it's good to be in the new studio for the first time. I've been in the old studio for about 3.5 years, so it's kind of
welcome.
Fresh.
It's nice, isn't it? A lot more sunlight here.
Definitely.
And it's just it's bigger. We're going to go just moments from now to live music from one of the bands that's playing at your great benefit concert this Friday night at Canal Street. Sport Fishing USA is on deck, if you will. But tell us a little bit about this, Woody. You have to forgive me. I have a dear friend, Woody. Louis.
It's okay.
Wood.
I've been doing these tribute shows for almost 4 years. It will mark 4 years in January, which 4-year anniversary will be the Dayton Does Dayton tribute, which is of 20 bands over the first weekend of February doing Dayton covers from the past and present and their originals.
Which it was my great honor to host the first night last time around, and it rocked.
Yes, you and the famous Jeff Brickman of Renaissance Music Media.
What a character. That was so much fun. So much fun.
And we do these shows about once every 2 or 3 months. We work with original bands, and they do the covers. They learn the covers specifically for this show, and then they do half of their originals as well. And it gives a chance for the Miami Valley music community to come out and check out bands they've never heard before, seen before, and hear the songs done in a different way, plus hear the band's originals, so you can hear what they sound like in reality. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a good outfit, and we backline the instruments on stage so the transitions are quick, so people stick around a little longer. And
one comes up, the next one gets on stage.
So they're a lot of fun, and they bring out a lot of people. And the unique thing about these shows is we get a lot of people who aren't into cover bands or tribute bands, but they come out specifically to these shows to check out bands they've never seen before. So it really works out for everyone.
Come out and like supporting a scene, and like coming out just by being there is like sort of creating a scene. You're making the support structure for the musicians themselves, but also for the people that like to go see local music. So are tickets available in advance, or do you buy them at the door?
They're only $5. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
we can't say that.
That's
over
right.
There. You can buy them at the door. They go on sale about an hour before the show. We usually get about 100 people there before the show even starts. We do have a lot of regulars. But you can come anytime and buy them. If you didn't want to come exactly at 9 o'clock sharp when the show starts, you can come around 10 or 11 o'clock and still see some good bands.
And I will say that when you say 9 o'clock sharp, you actually really do mean the show will start at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, we definitely.
Yeah. It's a tight ship.
We have to start it early. And we do not give exact times for the performances. The rule of thumb is the bands have 10 minutes to start playing in between the transition. So,
and then there's always a completely engaging MC on the stage as
always,
well.
Always. It was nice to have you for the
It was so much fun. It was a great honor to be a part of the Dayton, sort of celebrating Dayton. Let me just tell you quickly that it's Miss Lissa and Company playing, as well as Gathering Mercury. Soul Rebels will play. I love those guys. They've been on my show. A Shade of Red, Citizens Unrest, The Fair Shakes. Love them too. Cyclone Rise and Wild Forest Blackberry. I love him for many, many years. Great, great performers going to be taking the stage this Friday at Canal Street Tavern. Louis, I want to come back with you, and we'll talk a little bit more about these amazing shows that you put up. But it is my pleasure now to go live to the new spacious studios in the brand new amazing facilities here at 91.3 WYSO. And it is separately, they are brothers Nathan Moore and Brendan Moore, and they play guitar and bass, respectively. David Byrne is on drums. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a pleasure to welcome, and if you would hit one for it, Sport Fishing USA.
Taking a trip with a sip of coffee. It's a creep, but it's awfully satisfying. You're an infection. I've lost all my affection. Or
Sport Fishing USA live on Excursions. Great song, guys. Tell me a little bit about that one.
Well, that's an original tune. It's on our first album. And
is that the one I'm holding in my hands?
It could be the one you're holding.
I think it is.
It's called Sport Fishing USA.
Yeah.
That song's called Snakes Will Be Snakes.
And that's the truth, too.
Brendan and I recorded that in our bedroom.
Wow. Well, a great sound to hear live. I'm so pleased that you guys could come by. You're from right here in Yellow Springs, Ohio. And even though you've been brothers, clearly, for your whole lives, you've only been playing in a band together for a couple years. Is that right?
Well, only 18 years of my life. Brendan's been my brother, but yeah, for his whole life, yeah. we've been playing together for about 2 years now, but Brendan and I have been playing for quite a long time.
So it's the Brothers Moore, and I absolutely love the name of the drummer. I don't think he has headphones, so he can't hear me, but it's David Byrne. I mean, how lucky. Hey!
He's back there. He can sort of hear you.
Okay. But he's a great guy there on the back. So tell me about how you all came together and how it was that you managed to recognize, hey, it's time to lay these songs to tape.
Well, actually, we laid the songs to tape first. And
really?
It was more like... Yeah, I wrote most of the songs and recorded them. Brendan played drums at that time, and so we got, you know, pretty much the album finished just ourselves, and then it came time to get a live act together, so we had David join, and he picked up the songs and really changed them around quite a bit, and now we sound the way we do.
You got a nice lean outfit, just the three of you. Nice big sound. Sounds great.
Yeah.
So you'll be playing at this tribute Friday night at Canal Street Tavern. By the way, you can find out more information, get tickets there at canalstreettavern.com, or you can come that night. Is that all right, Louis? That's right. Yes. Mm-hmm. So that, and also if you'd like to find out a little bit more about this band, you can search them on Facebook, put in Sport Fishing USA. Or you can find them on Bandcamp as well. That's sportfishingusa.bandcamp.com. People could claim one of your new records there, could they?
Yes, they can. They can download them and they can pay whatever they want. They can get them for free, they can get them for, you know, you could pay us $1,000 if they'd like to.
Right, and occasionally people really do, like pay way more than, you know, the amount of the record. But
it hasn't happened to us yet, but...
Yeah, it's kind of like public radio. You put it out there, it's like, come on, you know this is worth it.
Exactly.
It made you happy. We're talking with Sport Fishing USA live in the studio. They'll be at Canal Street Tavern along with see, what's that, 9-10 bands that are playing?
Nine bands all together,
and it's going to be a great, great night. It's the sort of a tribute to the British Invasion, the Beatles versus the Rolling Stones. I wanted to talk just briefly, and then I would love to hear your cover, about how Wheels, another local band here, when they did Dayton Does Dayton, covered your tunes.
Yeah, they played our songs at the Dayton Does Dayton.
I love it. I imagine you guys like all working that out, just hanging out in the main street, busking, trading licks.
Yeah, they were feverishly emailing me asking for lyrics and chords to their songs.
Aww.
And it was great to hear the way that they interpreted those.
Fabulous. Well, thanks so much for being here today, and looking forward to your set this Friday night at Canal Street Tavern, among many, as we celebrate the British invasion with the Beatles versus the Rolling Stone. What tune have you picked? And then you might just go right on into it.
We're going to play All My Loving by the Beatles.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day and I'll send all my loving to you. I'll pretend that I'm kissing the lips I am missing and hope that my dreams will come true.
That must be fun to sort of like get back in that early rock vibe. You got the perfect guitar for it there. That's a beaut.
Yeah, this is an Epiphone Casino. It's the classic Beatles guitar, actually.
Very nice. It's Sport Fishing USA live in the studio. You got another original for us there?
Absolutely, yeah. We're going to play a song called Stay the Same.
Fishing USA live in, I want to call this Studio 1A. Doesn't that have a good sound to it? Studio 1A.
Sounds great, yeah.
And 91.3 WYSO. You guys got that nice blood harmony. Took me years to come up with that term. Actually, someone else pointed it out. I used to go on and on about how, you know, vocal cords that are related through DNA, there's a resonance between them. And someone called up and was like, Nikki, that's blood harmony.
Yeah, it's true.
Isn't it
a real thing? Yeah, I've noticed. Definitely.
There's almost like an emergent thing that happens. So did you guys grow up singing together? Did you like sing on the long car trips and all that?
Basically, yeah.
We learned a bunch of Beatles songs together.
Really?
Yeah, actually, that's how we sort of got into playing together, is playing every Beatles song from A to Z.
And what a great way to cut your chops and like really work on your harmony skills as well.
Yeah.
Well, gentlemen, thanks so much for coming in today. I just really appreciate it. We'll send people to sportfishingusa.bandcamp.com. You can get on there and get a copy of the new disc just out, right?
Yes, just released, yeah. You can get it online, though. You can't really find any physical copies. Sorry
or
about that.
Would you have a few on you if people showed up for the benefit this Friday night?
It's highly likely that
highly
we
likely.
Would have. Yes, and maybe a couple T-shirts, too.
We're going to get back with Mr. Louis Wood Jr., but first I wondered if you would suggest one from the new one for me to play. I've got it all queued up here. Like, well, they're all good.
What?
Remember Me? Anybody else?
Yeah, but she doesn't have a track list.
Well, oh, you know what I've got here? I've got this one, whatever says on the back here.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, so what do you think?
How about...
Hey, there's a song on here called Eleanor. That's my daughter's name.
Yeah, play that one.
Let's
do
it.
That's a really good one. Play that.
Sport Fishing USA, thanks for being here with us today. Keep us posted, and we'll see you on stage this Friday night at Canal Street Tavern.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. That is Sport Fishing USA from their brand new album, self-titled. Very nice release. You can find out about their album at Bandcamp. That's sportfishingusa.bandcamp.com, or search for Sport Fishing USA on Facebook, or you can show up to the show this Friday night at Canal Street Tavern. It's the Beatles versus the Rolling Stones tribute show. Dayton bands doing some originals, but doing some sweet British Invasion covers as well. Louis Wood Jr., organizer, also DJ Mr. Kid, awesome, great guy. What motivates you to do this?
When I first started doing this, was almost 10 years ago. It's so hard to get people interested in local music sometimes. You can put a million posters out there and a million flyers. And I sat down and I really thought, what could get people out to see bands they've never, you know, that people come out, what can motivate them to get people out to see shows that's out of the ordinary? And I thought, well, I love the Smiths. I grew up listening to a lot of 80s music, even a Flock of Seagulls.
They have great hair. It's not be denied.
Yeah. And I tried this out at the Dayton Dirt Collective, which is a defunct now music venue, do-it-yourself kind of place, kind of like the Circus in Columbus, if anyone's ever heard of that venue, which is still operating. And we did it, and... I decided to do a show a couple of days later, and it was for The Cure. And both of those shows are really successful. And like I said earlier on the program, these shows really get people out that generally wouldn't come out and see local bands and local shows.
Because like so, the added interest, it's like added faceted complexity to the whole thing. And it seems to be working because a lot of people do come out.
Yeah, for Dayton Does Dayton, Canal Street Tavern only holds about 210, 220 people at the most. And over those 2 days, we brought out almost 1,000 people with the participants and the bands. So, and the unique thing about these shows is it's all open genre. Every band is completely different from one another. For instance, like Forrest Bivens, whose stage name is Wild Forest Blackberry, he's kind of like a slide guitar folk rock kind of singer. And then like the Fair Shakes are playing, they're kind of like a rock Ramones sounding kind of band.
Miss Lissa, Great Blues, she was here for our open house.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. And I let young bands play, too, as well, like Gathering Mercury. They're a high school band. They came super close to winning the Dayton Band Playoffs, and they are on Reverb Nation, which is a music site for bands. They're number one for local music in Dayton.
They're about to release a CD. I'll just add that, and they'll be playing Excursions on the 18th, just so everybody knows. So it is not any kind of genre. People could do a jazz version of the Beatles if they wanted. It's just adding your own personal touch and a chance to sort of celebrate the richness that is Dayton music talent. We got Conrad Balliot coming by. He's going to be up with a poem for the 4th of July as we celebrate Song and Sonnet. But I understand that the parking is very expensive.
Yeah, it's always free for the shows. I think Dayton a small thing, but Cincinnati and Columbus and Cleveland, you know, when you go downtown, if you don't look for a parking spot for an hour and a half, you generally have to pay for parking. But I think that's always been cool about downtown Dayton, Ohio, is you can find a place to park for free. And I started saying free parking about 4 years ago because my grandfather, who passed away not that long ago, he would never go downtown because he can never find a place to park.
Your grandpa living through with your free parking. Louis Wood Jr., thank you for being here. Thanks for keeping us posted on your great stuff. You'll let us know the next thing coming down the pike?
We're doing a 90s tribute the last Friday of August, I believe.
So maybe you'll come back with us then.
And I still need bands for this show. So if you're in a band here in Ohio or Indiana, Kentucky, and you would like to do a 35-minute set and do half of your originals and half of 90s covers in your own unique way, just contact me on Facebook. It's Louie Wood Jr., LouieWood. And then I'm going to start recruiting for Dayton Does Dayton in October. So if your band wants to do Dayton Does Dayton and perform in front of a couple hundred people, contact me on Facebook.
Such a great time. It's the Beatles versus the Rolling Stones this Friday night at Canal Street Tavern. Louis Wood Jr., I appreciate what you do.
Thank you.